Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And for the next 30 to 90 minutes, we're going to do some great interviews, enjoy some great music, and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you for listening. Have a good time and enjoy the show.
All right, we're live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is just hotter. It's hot. And I'm going to tell you people, for all those people that don't believe in hell, you're going to be living in Las Vegas, okay? I just want to make that clear to some of y'all because it's hot right now. It's like you can just go outside and sit in the pool that's ice cold and you find relief. All right, on the line today, we have Shawn Ray Price with us. She is a soul-stirring, praise-singing, overcoming, believing woman of God who has been blessed with the gifts and talents to not only sing, but teach, write, arrange, and produce songs and music. Shawn Ray is the eldest daughter of evangelist Clyde. Say that again.
Claudia.
Oh, sorry. Claudio Price North and sister to soulful singer Kelly Price and the late, how do you say it? Shakina Grace Price. She is the wife of Dupree Owens and the mother of two sons and one daughter. I'll let you tell your children's names later. Shawn Ray has worked in the ministry all of her life, ministering the good news of Christ both near and far. She has been blessed to sing with other artists within the gospel realm, such as the late, great Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, Pastor Donnie McLaren, Pastor Hezekiah Walker, and Love Fellowship Choir. You got to sing with Pastor Hezekiah Walker?
Yeah, Hezekiah. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I love that man. Oh, I have to tell you a story about that man's song, one of his songs. Love the late, great James Moore, the late, great Timothy Wright, the late, great Benny Cummings, and a host of others. Through the ministry of song, the doors of opportunity opened for Shawn Ray to sing and record with renowned artists such as Mariah Carey, oh, I love her, and as well as artists such as George Michael, Luther Vandross, Puff Daddy. Is Puff Daddy still around? And a host of other artists. All right, y'all, that's a major, major star power, and we're just blessed that she has just given us a few minutes of her time today to come on Rolling with the Diva. Today's topic, you guys always know, I always have a topic, but I don't ever know why a guest is on until they get here. And today, I understand why Shawn Ray is here today, because I am doing a topic, how to improve your self-esteem, and why women, they call us plus size now. We're not fat anymore. We're plus size, curvy, sexy, whatever, and why it's okay to wear makeup and take care of yourself. And when you look at Shawn Ray, when you go to look at her page or my page that she's on, this woman is a beautiful, curvy, plus woman. Her makeup, her hair. I tried to find something that was out of place on her picture, and it's not. So we're going to get to learn her beauty secrets today and learn how she puts her outfits together, because she is like, let me say, with a capital B, she's the bomb dresser. She's the lady diva. Hi, Shawn Ray.
Oh, hi. How are you? Thank you so much.
No problem. Wow, I just like Puff Daddy. And okay, so first of all, there's a song. It's called Praise. Where's All My Praises by Hezekiah Walker. And I told this story to I don't know if you know Mr. Dwayne Gott, G-O-T-T. He plays music. He's actually one of the music ministers with Pastor Hezekiah Walker. And I was telling him when he came on to sing the song, to sing his songs, that if it wasn't for Pastor Hezekiah's song, because I listened to it 39 times over the last year, but about a year and a half ago, because they put me on medical leave, I was really depressed and down. And that song really literally and mostly physically saved my life. It was a great song. So I just have to say that. But enough about me talking. I want you to talk. Tell everybody where you're from. And the first question is, how did you get into music? And you write music. Wow. Talk to us.
I was born into this. Excuse me. I was born into this. My mother groomed my sisters and myself from the womb. singing, and we always ministered. I always ministered at my grandfather's church starting out primarily, but my mom is a singer. So my mother used to sing with the late, great Timothy Wright. She used to sing with the late, great Benny Cummins. She used to sing with, I'm originally from New York. So most of the major people in New York, like Butch Hayward, my mother used to sing with Butch Hayward and the Hayward Singers. My mother, because she was a single mom at the time, she would travel us with her to all of these rehearsals and everything. So while mommy was at rehearsal singing, we would be singing too. And so they would always initially start calling up the Price Sisters, and different ones would say, I want you to hear these babies. You need to hear them sing. So we've been singing our entire lives. And then when we got a certain age, people started booking us. They started booking us out, and we would go sing in different states. And they would the promoters would have different type of auditoriums that we would go and do concerts at, and the Price Sisters would go sing. And then the Lord blessed us to move over into the secular realm, because people in the secular realm, a lot of times secular record labels, they hire the best musicians, which they most of them come from the church. So as they were looking for great singers and stuff, as these artists were looking for singers and stuff, different people started talking about my sister and myself. And so the first secular artist that I ever worked with was George Michael. Then my sister and I got hired on by Mariah Carey, and then the list goes on and on and on from there with us working with secular artists as well. But my roots are from the church. And so this is how, I mean, like I said, came out of the womb. I was to minister the same, and that's what I've been doing.
Wow. Okay, you know what? I would have used this verse. I may not quote it right. But you know, there's a verse called "Train up a child in the way of the Lord, and he will continue those ways." You're the overstatement of that. I just want you to know that that verse was meant for you. I didn't get it right. So for all those Bible thumpers out there, don't start. I already said I wasn't quoting it right, but I just know it pertains to this young lady. You know what, Shanri, people be over here like trying to correct me on the Bible and stuff, and I'd be like, you need to stop that, because I had already said I wasn't quoting it right, okay? I'm not a pastor.
You said that. Yes, you did. Yes, you said it. But we know what you were saying. It says, raise a child up in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. So you said that, and we got it.
Yeah, and that's you. Yeah, I mean, and I want to commend your mom, and I want to say something is that, you know, as single moms or single dads, my mom was a single mom and she raised us. And, you know, and your children are the most important thing you'll ever have. And you have
That's
to
right.
sometimes make sacrifices, like taking them to work with you or doing whatever or giving up dates or anything. Because at the end of the day, when your child grows like this young lady has, and you see in making great strides, it'll all be worth that. So I know sometimes I'm saying this for the single parents, and I've said it for myself. Sometimes it's hard having to be a single parent and making a choice between going on a date and knowing your kids need you. And sometimes you make the choice of your kids needing you, because you know what? They're the most important. And in today's society, we need more parents to step up like Shanri's mom did, and to really put them first and take them, because look at the greatness that she's done. So tell me, what is it like? I want to know, what's it like to write music? Because I haven't met many people, gospel artists that's been on here, or even musician artists, and I've been doing this for a while now, that write, arrange, and produce. That's like talented.
I tell everybody, those that ask, unless the Lord gives me what to write, I'm not one that'll just sit there and just jump up and say I'm going to write a song. I am. This gift is inspired truly of the Lord. So whatever, whenever I hear, get a pen and paper now and start writing, that's how it works. It works for me. I don't write every day. I don't write every week, and I don't write every month. But when I do write, it's because the Lord is inspiring me and telling me get up and write right now. And I always start out by saying, Lord, unless you give it to me, it's not going to be done. So you go on and put it in my head what to write, and I do that. And that's how it happens. And then when I'm writing, I may not always hear the arrangement right away, but he gives me the arrangement. Sometimes I do. And then I'll record it. What I'm hearing in my head, I'll record it on my phone. Then I'll go take it to my husband, or I'll forward it to him, and I'll say, tell me what you think. Can you do something with it? And he always says, give me a few minutes. And he'll come back with something and say, what do you think about this? And this is how we put it together. And as we're recording it, a lot of times that's when we're just really, really arranging it and putting it all together. So that's how my writing gift comes from the Lord. It's inspired by the Lord.
Wow. Now, what's the hardest thing about working with other people when you sing, and what's your favorite thing?
The hardest thing, well, as far as you're talking about professionally recording with them or just singing with people. Well, everybody has their own unique singing style and the way that they hear. Everybody sings doesn't mean that they can actually pick up on certain things or harmonize or anything like that. So sometimes what makes it difficult is their delivery with the music, how they interpret the song. But at the same time, I'm not only a singer and an artist, but I'm a teacher and a trainer. So because I've trained for years, once I find out how they learn, how people learn, or how they interpret something, then I can work with them from there. And we can go on and we can bring what's in them out of there.
Okay, you are amazing. Because, see, I'll be just saying, you can't sing, move on. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, you know what?
Okay,
that's just all right. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you thought about a different calling? Okay, you know what? You know what, though? I'm going to tell you, I'm impressed, though, with that you're trying to reach them where they are and see and how they learn. And I'm really the sect of people that I've been interviewing lately, it's really interesting how people really are taking into account how a person learns, and I like that. Like, what do they hear, sound or write? You know, it's just amazing, and that's a really great ability of a teacher, of a person who putting their student first. It's not about the teacher, like, you need to do it, sing it my way, because, oh, my God. But, no, you're saying, hey, I need to reach you where you're at because I want you to be good. I want you to be better, maybe better than me, but I want you to be good. And I think that's awesome. I like that. I really do. All right, before we go to your first song, remember how we talked about self-esteem? I'm not assuming that you have a higher self-esteem, but I'm going to look at your picture. I hear your voice. I'm going to think that you feel pretty good with yourself and God. Am I right?
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to tell you, when I meet people, I tell them that you're seeing a miracle because I'm a gastric bypass patient. I'm 15 years out, but my top weight, I was 526 pounds. That was my top weight that the doctors told me. They told my husband my final weight before my surgery. But even with all of that, when I was at my top weight, I would tell people, and I'm a teacher, and I've always taught, and I would tell people, listen, you have to love the creation, what God created you to be. Love yourself. Now, we can always improve things that we don't like about ourselves, but it is imperative that you love yourself. Other than that, you're telling God that he made a mistake when he created you, and he did not. He did not. So if there's anything that you want to improve, I work on that, but always love yourself. And so that's always been something that God has given me, and I try to share that with people that he puts around me. You know.
That's amazing. So you took our first thing, take a look at your strength, and I'm going to turn that into what you said. And this is from How to Improve Your Self-Esteem and Give Your Life a Lift. It's from realbuzz.com. But Ms. Shanri put it into better terms. She's saying God doesn't make junk, basically. So the first one, it says, take a look at your strength. We all have a gift, and I really believe we all have a gift. There's nobody on this earth that doesn't have a gift. I'm telling you. So you need to, you, everybody needs to look at your strengths from what you're doing, even if it makes people laugh. I know I make people laugh because I'm just straight up crazy, and I just don't care what people think. I just say whatever comes to my mind. Like, I really probably would. And I have nerve talking about people who can't sing. I can't sing, but I'm the first one to tell you, you need to stop that you can't sing. Okay, I'm going to tell you. But I can't sing. But I'm the first one to tell somebody they can't sing. But my strength is actually, to tell you the truth, not only just making people laugh, my main strength, and always have been, I had avoided it for years, but I'm an encourager. People come to me to talk to me no matter what, and they want to tell me their life. And I used to be really bothered by that when I would get up in the car and go travel. And I could be sitting somewhere and reading a paper, and I can guarantee you, Shanree, somebody would sit down and just start talking to me like, okay. Like, there was no place else for you to sit. And I would question God. And God, I was like, God, you know, there was plenty of tables for them to sit. He's like, yeah, I know, but you know what? You were right there. And I'm like, and I would listen to them. And then I would say, okay, well, this is what I'm hearing. Can I offer you some advice? And did you hear me, Shanree? I didn't say, I'm going to tell you this. I said, would you mind me telling you?
Right. People, that's right.
And people were very open. And they, and I'm telling you, people have told me their life stories to men and women or couples sitting down. But you know what? I realized my gift is encouragement, and that people feel that I'm an easy person to talk to. And one thing that everybody tells me, I will keep your confidence. They will have to. I was watching Criminal Minds yesterday, last night, finally getting to see episode 13, season 13. And one of the things, they would have to torture me to get information, and they still wouldn't give it. Because I believe when somebody gives you their story, you keep it in confidence, not unless they want you to share it. So yeah, that's one thing. Excuse me. The next one is write in a diary or color or a journal or find something that works for you. If you guys didn't hear how I came on the radio, and if you don't hear the positivity in Ms. Shanree, and you didn't hear all the awesome things and the credit she's given to God, then you're not being positive. You're not trying. I'm going to need you to revamp. Surround yourself with positivity. And try to be a little bit more social. Social media is all great, but get off social media. Get off the phone. Go outside. Go to a park. Go to somewhere. Talk to people. And here's where Ms. Shanree comes in. Give yourself a style makeover. Okay, before, and I'm going to get those people that tell me that in the Bible it says doesn't wear makeup, don't wear makeup. And yes, I get it. But until God, like, literally comes back and tells me to take off the makeup, I'm wearing the makeup. So I'm going to need everybody to be comfortable and wear what you want. Now, Ms. Shanree, I want to know some of your beauty secrets before we play your first song. How does your face just look? In your eyeliner, I've looked at it 3 times. It's perfect. Tell us about it.
In the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. The Lord leads me with everything. Like, He'll show me what He wants me to wear. He'll show me the makeup on my face, and I do it. I'm not a makeup, but I admire someone that I see on the street and say, "Oh, her makeup is so beat, but it's a natural beat and it's beautiful." And I would just, you know, I'll go home and say, "Well, Lord, I don't know how they did it, but you're gonna have to guide my hand. Show me how to do this." And I'm, you know, my roots are Church of God in Christ, so yeah, I kind of come from that foundation where, oh no, you don't really wear makeup, and you know, you don't do this and that and the other, but you know, that's tradition. All of that is tradition, and I follow the leading of the Lord. And on top of that, I'm not sinning, and I'm not hurting anybody by embellishing my look at the time. It's not too over the top. I'm not doing this to get to a vainglory. I'm just doing this because that's it. Whether I'm singing or I'm going to church on Sunday, this is what I do. This is just me as far as my makeup, the clothes that I wear. And I had to get out of the I used to be ashamed of wearing my arms out because I was a plus-size woman. But I moved down south. And it's hot down here. It is hot down here. And you can't be walking in 110-degree weather with your arms, everything covered up, and you're overheating and all of this. So I had to get out of that because of the environment where I moved. And then after a while, I realized, wait a minute. This is the body that God gave me. I can tighten it up. I can tone it up. I can improve it. But this is my shell that God gave me. And I'm not going to walk around being ashamed of it. I just recently told somebody, I like the size that I am. I love the size that I am right now. There's some things that I want to tighten up, and I'm going to do that because as long as there's life, breath, and in your body, you can always improve and change things. But I'm not trying to be a little twiggy because God created us all unique. If he wanted us all to look the same, then he would have created us that way. I represent the plus-size woman, the curvy woman. And, yes, I believe in toning and walking and stuff like that, the best whatever you can do. I've had three babies. So there's some things that some other things that I want to get done medically, but all of that will time. Until then, I will do whatever I can on my end as far as exercising and hydrating, drinking my water. But I'm going to dress the body that God gave me. Yes, I have a little tummy. Like I said, I have three babies, and they're grown now. I have a little tummy, and I got some rolls. But guess what? That's me. This is my body, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Amen on that. And you know what? We're going to go into your song because I think it's just to just listen, and I think this is appropriate. We'll be right back. We're on the line with Shawn Marie Price, and we're going to play her song, Just Listen.
Yes.
The birds they sing, twin bees.
Person by Shanri Price. That was a great song. What was behind you that creation?
Oh, well, that was a collaboration with my friend Michael Smith, Mike Smith, and we were on the phone a few years ago. We were just talking about us as gospel artists, we can make beautiful music and maybe not always have to mention hallelujah, glory be to God in it, but have a selection of music where everybody will feel comfortable, whether you're Christian or you're non-Christian, non-believer, and just listen to just a beautiful song. And I actually said to him, I said, Mike, you know what? I'm going to write a song for us. And I said, and I'm going to get back to you. So when we got off the phone that evening, I just stopped for a minute and I said, Lord, you have to get this song to me. And he sure did. He inspired me. And I sat down and wrote this song, and then I heard the arrangement in my head, and I did what I normally do. I recorded it on my phone, sang it on my phone, and then I sent it to my husband, and I said, can you do something with this? And he was like, just give me a few minutes, and I'll bring something back to you. And he just played the piano behind it with that, and I said, I love it. And we wound up emailing the prototype to Mike and to see if he liked it. He was like, I love it. And we just went ahead and recorded, and we did this long distance because I'm down south, and he lives up in Pennsylvania, so he has studio equipment in his house. Yeah, and so he just copied what I told him, you know, the verses. I said, this would be your verse, and he put his little touch on it, sent it. They call it flying. He flew it to my husband, and that's it. And the song was created. Just listen in.
We're going to take a few minutes out just to say hello to a couple of my followers on Instagram. I've been on Instagram a lot because Instagram has a better I love Facebook, don't get me wrong, but I love Instagram because it has a better market and place for me to get the message out that mental health is real. You don't have to be ashamed of having a mental illness, that you are more than your mental illness. And it's so I want to say hello to I'm Just Joy Anderson. She actually just finished up, and this is really awesome, she just finished up Divorce Deborah. She's fabulously 40 and over, and she's doing a stage play. And she's living out her dream. And she works with a cast of people, and they just talk about life. And it's a stage play, and it's done with the Atlanta singer. So I want to give a shout-out to her. And then I want to give a shout out to my friend Mark Roscoe in Chicago, Illinois, who has Mark Roscoe Couture. If you're needing a wedding dress, a suit, a tie, Mark is your man to go to. And also to Clarence Jones, my friend who dresses and makes suits for a lot of the NBA drafts, NBA stars, NFL. And he is just a humble man who has been a business suit tailor for over 25 years. He's a great man. He also designs women's pants, too, so that's an interesting thing. I'm hoping that he can be LeBron's dresser because LeBron needs to take off those shorts. Yeah, you guys know I had to say it because I just said get off with LeBron. I don't care what. I have to say it until LeBron starts wearing those. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I can't. I'm telling you right now, he has got to take those shorts off, and I'm telling you, Bill Cosby wore better with his day. LeBron, it's just not working for you, man. Go back to playing basketball. Don't get me wrong. I love LeBron and the things that he does in the secular world, but I'm going to need him to get his act together, get back to Miami so I can stop talking about you. Once you're back to Miami, then I won't have to talk about your shorts and everything else because you deserted me and my team. So I'm going to need you to come on back, LeBron. I'm a diehard fan, and I'm one of these people, like, I love football. I'm a Dallas Cowboys. Win or lose, I don't care. I love Dallas Cowboys. I'm a Miami fan because Shaq went to Miami because he got kicked from the Lakers because of Kobe. So now I'm in Miami. I can't go back and forth. Like, LeBron be going city to city. Man, you need to sit down somewhere and get some shorts that fit you. Okay, LeBron, you know I got nothing but man love for you. And you and Kevin Hart – and if I see your friend Kevin Hart in a pair of those shorts, I'm going to talk about him, too, with his short self. Okay, so you know what? Don't let me start. What are they going to do? Come to the house and get me? No. Okay, I'm not afraid of that. I'm sorry. I have no sense.
That is too funny.
I know. I'm sorry. I have no sense. But I do want to point out to you, Shanri, and to a lot of the African-American women, if you were listening, you really, really need to hear that Shanri loves herself, loves her body. On Instagram, there is a place. It's called Pound Curvy Women. And for people who love to show their dress style, they will. You can send a picture in, and they will post it. And sometimes you guys can get followings from Ashley Stewart. I love Ashley Stewart, Lane Bryant, and just by posting what you wear. I suggest, you know what, don't hold yourself back. Do what you want to do and show your curve, show your body. I mean, I have to be honest. Shanri said it, but I'm just now coming out with showing my arms because I realize my arms are okay. They're not where I want them to be, but they're okay. But when you bench press, your arms are going to look a little bigger, but I'm not bulky. So I'm okay with my arms too. So you guys got to be okay with just yourselves, because if you're not okay with your self-esteem and you're not your biggest fan, I don't know how you expect somebody else to be your fan, right?
Right.
Okay, so we talked about style and getting a makeover. Now you need to challenge yourself. You need to build up your confidence. What are you going to do? How are you going to go out of your comfort zone? And I'll give you guys an example. About 2 years ago, well, actually 3 years ago when I got divorced, I decided, you know what, because I was never allowed to go out and travel or do anything. Now I just get in a car and I go. And I go out of my comfort zone by literally always talking to people, but just going by myself because people find it interesting that I can go by myself somewhere and be okay. You have to learn to be okay with yourself. Find something to do. If you're not a person who'll go by yourself, challenge yourself. Maybe you need to read. Maybe you need to, spend more time with your kids. But challenge yourself to go out of your comfort zone. And you know what? I've had so many independent artists on here. Move to a new job if you want to. You're not chained to your job. If your job is making you miserable, you need to move. Because you're making everybody else miserable, and you're not chained to that job. Not everybody's meant to be in a 9-to-5 job, and not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur. But you have to be happy in your job, because if you're not, it spills over into your regular life. What do you think about that, Shanri?
I totally agree with you. Right. Okay, it is okay to switch up and to transition in your life. And if you're not, because sometimes he wants you to do something. Even sometimes something that you don't even know that you can do. He's letting you know that we can do things and be great at it. And all we have to do is just try. Step up and try. And if you're not happy, and it may not make sense to you or anyone else, but you can go from an executive position to something that's considered whatever an ordinary everyday job. And I mean, just come in there, and because you stepped out on faith and you do this, take that whole different thing to another level and reinvent not only yourself but reinvent just that place. Because you're there and you stepped out on faith and you did something that was really against the norm. So I agree with you. We have one life to live, and we need to live it and be happy.
Amen on that. And I just remembered the soap opera, One Life to Live. Do you remember that soap opera, Shanri?
I sure do. I used to watch it all the time.
Oh, my God, that and General Hospital. And, you know, General Hospital was on. Did you know that Jason now has his own Blog Talk radio show in real life?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm like,
wow.
Dude, go back to acting so I can have something cute to look at. I was upset with him.
Oh.
I know, I have no sense. Okay, next, you know what, I'm sorry. And you know what, that's why I do radio, so I can just, like, have no sense and make people laugh. Because my goal is, I hope that when people listen to this, we talk about serious things. We talk about your self-esteem. And the reason we're talking about your self-esteem is because if your self-esteem is not good and it keeps going down and down and down, that leads into depression. That can lead into anxiety. That can lead into suicide, and suicide is real. Suicide is the aftermath of the precursor of depression, anxiety. And if you're not getting help and you're not finding your center, now for me, my center is God. And then I eat healthy and I exercise and I take my medicine. But if you don't have some kind of center, which is the seventh, actually the ninth part on this chart, you have to take a physiological approach. I'll say a God approach. Maybe you don't believe in God, but you need a higher power. If you're believing nothing but yourself, I'm sorry. If you're believing yourself, you can talk to me all day long about how happy you are, because underneath you're miserable. You need God, and you need to rely on. And I don't care who you are. And I'm gonna tell you this. This is how much I know. I have a friend, and his name's Aurelio Ramirez, and he talks about that he's atheist and he's happy and life is good. Every time I've had to just stop talking to him because every time you talk to him, life is miserable, it's not good. But I point out to him, you said you're atheist and you were happy with yourself.
Right.
He goes, and so I was like, so you're really not. If you're happy with yourself, then you would be okay. So everybody needs a higher power. Relying on your own self is not going to help you. Okay. And I'm not saying you can't be an atheist, but if you can't be happy,
right,
don't tell people it's okay to be that. So be what you want. Do what you want. But at the end of the day, you need to find your center, and you need to – that's like when we teach the kids in preschool. Go sit at your center, whether it's the blocks or the circle, find your center, be happy, because you know what? At the end of the day, we all need God. Now we're going to go into the song Boundaries, and we'll talk about why that was written after we come back. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
like, wait, it's ending. Wait a minute. Do I play it again? Will they notice? Did it have
wow.
your captain? Did it have you moving your feet?
Yes, and I forgot to mute our phone, so I didn't say, oh, my God, it's not muted. I didn't want it to be a beep in between. So I was like, okay, be quiet. No singing, because they'll hear you. No singing, because you can't sing. But, oh, my God, that is an amazing. I like that. Tell me about, like, it was more than you there in the singing. So who was with you?
No, that was just me. I did the backgrounds. I did everything. It's me. The whole
okay,
thing
is I'm me. Done. I'm done already with you. You are amazing. You have great talent. You made me laugh today, and your music is just breathtaking. Your first song was very calming, and this one was just a beat. I hope that you don't mind. And I know these songs are owned by you and the independent artist, but I hope you won't mind if I play your song again on the radio. Because music.
Oh, I don't mind at all. You can play it as much as you want to.
Thank you. And I have another radio show. I don't know if they talk to you, but I'll link you on them. But you need to talk to Queen Sylvia, which is part of Linked Fishbowl Radio. They're 1.4 million listeners. You also need to talk to Lovely. She's in Los Angeles. And then Althea Gibbs Robinson, and I will hook you up with their information and tag you because your song is amazing. You need to be heard on all these radio stations. You have a great story, and your story of I am just, oh, my God, I'm glad to know that the gastric bypass actually works. You said 16 years. I was listening. That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's 16 years out. You have to do your part now. But I'm telling you, it works. It's a tool. It's a tool to help you lose the weight. But you have to continue to do the work. You cannot go back to trying to stretch your stomach. Eating, you know, all of these huge meals and all of this sugar. You can never drink another soda, which is all right. It's okay, you know. And it's, you know, you eat healthier and you feel better and you look better.
Mm. Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, now, mm-hmm. speaking of eating healthy, it's called Eat Right Meal Plan. They're a veteran-owned, lifestyle meal plan company out of Florida. They're chef-inspired meals that's conventional or keto. And what a lot of people don't understand is keto means ketosis. It can take you into ketosis, which is a high-fat burning, or say that you're vegetarian or vegan. Then they can be plant based for you. They deliver to your door twice a week. They make these meals and they deliver them to you. I'm really excited because when they say veteran owned, these are people who represent military people who were in the military. And so we'll find out more about them as the days go on. But they're in Florida. I love them. I'm so excited about you. But it's called Eat Right Lifestyle Meal Plans. Their headquarters is at 1701 North 14th Street, Suite B, Tampa, Florida. And they Monday and Thursday are the deliveries available. The phone number is 813-500-9339. You guys, check them out. They're awesome. This is what you need. Because sometimes, I get people say, oh, my God, somebody's going to make my own food, and that's going to cost me money. Well, here's the real scoopy, okay, for you people out there who's saying that. Like for me, I say that, but I have to go pay my son to make. I'm a healthy eater, but sometimes I don't want to make my meals and do the meal planning, so I'll pay him to do my meal planning. It's the same thing. You go out and say you have a budget for you want to eat out a certain amount of times a week. If you're doing this, you're getting healthy meals. Your brain's getting nourished. Your psyche's getting nourished. Because I'm going to tell you guys something, and Chanri can attest to this too. The better you eat and the healthier you eat, the better it is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Because you know
that's
what?
Correct.
Sometimes the foods we're eating are not, like, I'm going to be honest. Right now I'm drinking a Diet Coke. And I haven't drank Diet Coke for over 6 months. but I was a little tired because I didn't have my nap, and then I had to do the show, and I had a Diet Coke. But guess what, people? My tummy's hurting a little bit. Now I have to go get my real honey and ginger after the show, put it in some water with some real honey. Oh, my God, I'm not supposed to say honey because the vegan said that I'm killing the bees, okay? But the vegans need to stop because God gave me honey. I'm going to need to leave me alone about that. I'm going to eat the honey. But I'm going to tell you, so you know what? You have to watch what you put in your body. If you guys saw my food post today, they were the bomb. These places that I eat at, they just are straight up, chop up the fruit, chop up the fish, and that's it. And, you know, and there's no extra seasonings in them. You got to take care of your mind. I'm going to tell people, everybody knows by now, I have fought with, I'm clinically diagnosed with depression, but you wouldn't know it because I eat, I sleep, I do actually. The reason I do the radio is because it gave me an outlet to get my emotions out, and I get to play music for free, and I'm so excited, and oh my God, and I have songs. You guys don't know, like when the show's over, I have all these songs on my computer, and I'll just be walking around my house playing these songs, thinking I'm in church myself, and I'm like, I'm so happy about this. So, you guys got to do things that make you happy. And I just appreciate Shanree being on here. She has a beautiful spirit. Miss Shanree, you come back on anytime. If you have a topic you want to talk about, and you know what, and you want to just come on, talk about your topic and play your songs, you have an open invitation with Rolling with the Diva. Because I know, I'm being serious, a lot of women I know my size and a lot of African-American women would be inspired by you. Like they would be like by Lady Cassandra. Jerry Royce Live was on here, and a lot of men were inspired, but you have a message people need to hear. People need to hear that, you know what, you can overcome weight loss if that's what you desire, and don't be afraid to have a surgery that God created a doctor for to help you, because that's sometimes why these things are here. I mean, so I'm glad you have a message in your songs and all the things you've done. You have a message. Because I'm going to tell you, the first time I saw your picture, I'm like, why is this lady's hair perfect? Why? She is just as adorable as she wants to be. I'm going to need her beauty secrets. I'm going to tell you. I'm trying not to be, but I'm just telling you. And when they said, when they told me, you don't even know. When they told me you and Crystal and Lady Cassandra were going to come on my show, I tell you what, I jumped up and down in my bed. My kids had to tell me, Mom, you're going to need a new bed. Stop jumping up and down every time something happens to you. Because I get so excited. Because it's like, oh my God, it's like God's little angels coming on the show. I'm like so happy about this. And again, God. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for just having me on.
You're cutting out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Is this better? Is this a little better?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, it started storming down here where I live in Atlanta. So
that's okay.
But I wanted to thank you so much for the invitation. This has been so much fun, and I would love to come back, and we can talk on different topics. If you want to talk on gastric bypass, if you want to talk on mental health, my degrees are in psychology and in organizational management and things like that. So clinically, we can speak on the clinical part of everything. And if we just want to talk about being sick and a beautiful madame, sick madame, we can talk about those, anything you want, while we play.
Okay, using the title, Sick Madame. I'm using that, and that is you. Oh, my God. You know what? We are like twins. My master's degree is in psychology and human services. And, yes, we have been ordained by God to have the platform to talk, and that's why I do what I do. A lot of people don't know that. I have three bachelor's and a master's degree, and I'm working on my clinicals for substance abuse.
Wow, awesome.
I want you to come back on because you know what? Today's women of our size, they need to be encouraged. They need to be uplifted.
Yes, they do.
And there's so many people that I come across on. I'm so happy. I want to tell you guys this. My friend Tess Holliday, you guys have to go online. Look, and I'll send the link on Instagram. Tess Holliday is about 350 pounds in Self magazine. You guys all know what Self is, right? The exercise magazine. They put her on the cover.
Yes. Oh, awesome. This is beautiful.
Yes, because they said, you know what, people, and she said it basically what she said, you have to be okay with your size and you have to love yourself. So we are going places. And you know what's funny? Because you can talk to, just like you were saying, exercise. There's a lot of us women who are curvy and bigger, but we exercise. There's a
yes, we do.
And people think that because you're bigger that you don't exercise, and that's not the truth, because a lot of people don't know. And when I'm getting back to it, but I can bench right now without any help. I can bench press 215 pounds. Okay,
what?
Without any help.
Oh my goodness, you are a beast. Oh my gosh.
That's why I don't have a boyfriend, because all the men are afraid that I might beat them up. Anyway, and I'm better in the gym. And I just can't get, you know what? There's some things that you'll be humble about, but I'm not going to be humble. I'm not going to brag in your face, but you just need to be okay with saying you're the best in the gym. That's it. And if you can't, then I'm not going to worry about you, because you have an attitude about it. But I'm a beast mode when it comes to weightlifting in the gym. I'm beast about it. I am.
Yes.
I mean, I'm beast.
Yes. That's right.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was agreeing with you.
No, and I want to get to the point where I can at least bench press 285 pounds. That's my goal, and go into maybe a little bit of competitions. And I'm going on 54. And I want you to come back on. I'm really serious.
Wow.
I'm going to send you an email tomorrow because, you know what? This is just not a show about music. It's a show about people who need to hear that there's a message. And I know a lot of people heard the message today, and I know they'll be blessed by you. And I just want to thank you for coming on, because you know what? You were meant to be here today, because you know what? I just want to say, you are the walking encouragement of all Black women. Do you guys know how many things she's done? She also has a degree. Now I'm going to need y'all to get with this, okay? This is just what we can do, whatever the heck we want to do in the name of God.
That's right.
And if you guys didn't hear it today, it's here. You guys follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, Diva_2 on Instagram, and then I'll link you back up to all of my other ones. I thank Jerry Royce Live, because I didn't know it till yesterday, Shenri. I am heard also on Apple, the Apple iPod, and also part of his YouTube videos. So I'm very thankful to Jerry Royce Live for putting us all. You know Jerry does amazing things for all of us. And Jerry has been the backbone of me staying in radio and coming back to radio. So Jerry Royce Live, Positive Power of 21, you guys follow us, because a lot of great gospel artists like Shenri, Lady Cassandra, Arthur Rowland can be heard on those. And you guys follow Shenri. I'll hook you guys up on the on my Instagram when I post this out, and you guys follow her. And she's going to be back on, because we're going to have Madame, as she said, and talk about us Madame Thick Women, because you know what? We are valuable and we're wanted. Thank you, Ms. Shenri,
yes,
and you have a good evening. And you said you were having storms out there?
Oh, yes. It's storming a little bit. It's starting to ease up now in Atlanta.
Okay. Well, you be safe. And I'm going to be in Atlanta in October for the Spin Awards.
Oh, well, I will see you there. I will be there.
You're going to... Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited. Now, you know what? There's more people that have better shows than me. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm just excited to get elected. And I'm just excited that I can get and go travel somewhere. And I've never been to Atlanta. I've only been to the airport in Atlanta. And so, but I'm excited, because I'm like, I'm going to stay an extra couple of days to go around everywhere to see it, because I'm so excited.
Yes.
I hear Atlanta is beautiful.
It is. You're going to have a good time, and I can't wait to see you personally to hug your neck. And I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy the Spin Awards. Minstrel Appointed, she has done an amazing job. We went to the first one last year, and I can't wait for this one this year.
No, and she actually came on the show. She sung, and I didn't realize she was a pastor and everything else. Again, you women, when coming on the show, I'll be thinking you guys are doing one thing, and you guys start talking. I'm like, they're doing 50 things. Jesus.
Yes.
It all sticks out. And she's an amazing, amazing, amazing woman. And I love her music. I love her voice. And just like you. So I'm being serious. I'm going to send you an email tomorrow, and we'll reach out so we can get another show for you. You guys tune in tomorrow.
Okay.
We have a great gospel rapper that's coming on tomorrow. MLB. He'll be here. We'll see you tomorrow. You guys have a good night. Signing off, Rolling with the Diva.
Good night.